Page 6. Main Ideas. Exercise 1.
There's a composer studying at New York's renowned Juilliard School who some say is the greatest talent to come along in 200 years. He's written 5 full-length symphonies, and listen to this, he's 12 years old. He's a kid named Jay Greenberg, although he likes to sign his work Blue Jay, because as he told us, blue jays are small and they make a lot of noise. Jay says that the music just fills his head and he has to write it down to get it out. What's going on in Blue Jay's head? Have a listen. A 12-year-old wrote this. He wrote every note for each and every instrument, and the really amazing part is, he wrote it in just a few hours. And when the last note sailed into the night, Jay Greenberg navigated an unfamiliar stage, past musicians who'd been playing longer than he'd been alive, and Blue Jay took his bow.
We haven't seen his like in how long?
Hundreds of years. Probably 200 years. We are talking about a prodigy of the level of the greatest prodigies in history when it comes to composition.
Sam Zeman is a composer. He teaches music theory to Jay at Juilliard in New York City, where he's been teaching for 17 years.
This is an absolute fact. This is objective. This is not a subjective opinion. Jay could be sitting right here, and he could be composing right now. He could finish a piano sonata before our very eyes in probably 25 minutes, and it would be a great piece.
How's that possible? Well, Jay told us he doesn't know where the music comes from, but it comes fully written, playing like an orchestra in his head.
As you hear it playing, can you change it as it goes along? Can you say to yourself, oh, let's bring the oboes in here, or let's bring the string section
no,
here?
They seem to come in by themselves if they need to.
It's not something you're trying to do.
Yeah, because it's like the unconscious mind is giving orders at the speed of light, you know. I mean, so I just hear it as if it were a smooth performance of a work already written, when it isn't.
It's involuntary.
Oh, so, yeah.
Like the beating of the heart. You don't have to think about it.
Mm-mm.
It seems all the kids are downloading music these days. It's just that Jay, with his composing program, is downloading it from his mind. The program records his notes and plays them back. That is, when the computer's up and running. Jay composes so rapidly that he often crashes the computer.
It is as if he's looking at a picture of the score and he's just taking it from the picture, basically.
Jay's parents are as surprised as anyone. Neither is a professional musician. His father, Robert, is a linguist, a scholar in Slavic language, who lost his sight at the age of 36 to retinitis pigmentosa. His mother, Orna, is an Israeli-born painter.
I think around 2, when he started writing and actually drawing instruments, we knew that he was fascinated with it.
Started writing?
Yeah.
At the age of 2?
Yes, I'm afraid so. He managed to draw a cello and ask for a cello and wrote the word cello. And I was surprised because neither of us have anything to do with string instruments. And I didn't expect him to know what it was.
What a cello was.
Right.
You didn't have a cello in
no,
the house.
No, we had no cello in the house.
Had he seen a cello?
Nope.
But he knew he wanted one. So his mother brought him to a music store where he was shown a miniature cello.
And he just sat there, he put the cello, and he started playing on it. And I was like, how do you know how to do this?
By age 3, Jay was still drawing cellos, but he had turned them into notes on a scale. He was beginning to compose. Jay's parents watched the notes come faster and faster. He was writing any time, anywhere. By elementary school, his teachers had no idea how to handle a boy whose hero wasn't Batman, but Beethoven. There's one thing about Jay. When the music comes up in his head, he has a lot of confidence about what he puts down on paper.
Do you ever go back and say, no, 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 that's not right. This should be this way instead of that way?
No, I don't really ever do that.
You don't go back and edit and revise?
No, don't need to.
Why not?
Because just usually comes it comes right the first time.